Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elia Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second date update.
When you think about meeting the one,
aww,
you have this little mini movie in your mind about how that perfect meeting is going to go.
Yeah.
You know, like you lock eyes across a crowded bar and you both silently say hey to each other.
Hey.
Or she catches you when you slip on a banana peel in the hospital cafeteria.
Slapstick moment,
yeah.
Huh? Coconut pie involved, Jeff?
You accidentally touch hands as you both reach for the plane's emergency exit latch.
Aww.
As the whole room fills with smoke.
No, you go. No, you first.
Yeah. You know, romantic, cute stuff
yeah.
like that.
We both have extreme anxiety.
But one of our listeners, Daria, admits that her first meeting wasn't really rom-com quality.
That's okay.
But let's talk to her about it a little bit. Daria, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi, Daria.
Hi.
I'm so excited to hear your story about how you met this person.
Oh, well, how we met was definitely weird. It's not romantic whatsoever.
Okay. Well, can we start with his name or her name?
Derek. His name's Derek.
Okay.
And this is, I'm sorry to jump to conclusions, but this is like the one? This is someone you...
No, I think that was just
that was just
that.
Me building it up probably a lot bigger than it really
is.
Like,
this is
he's just trying to get people to pay attention to this.
Yeah. Well, you got me paying attention. Uh-huh.
So,
okay, continue.
How was it weird that when you first met?
Well, he DM'd me on Instagram.
Ooh, weird.
No, that's normal.
Oh, yeah, that's
I think
right.
That's pretty normal.
Yeah.
What's weird about that?
That wasn't really the weird part. The weird part was that he said, I saw you on Bumble. I'd love to meet up for coffee.
Ooh.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a red flag, though, that he's already stalked you down or no?
You could put your Insta in your Bumble.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
You like link your socials
in
there.
Okay. That's kind of normal.
No, the weird part was I'm not on Bumble.
Oh,
what?
Okay, that's weird.
Okay. That's even more do you think it was just a line? Like, he was just hoping that you were on Bumble and uses it?
Just spamming a bunch of girls with
that? Yeah, it's just like a copy-paste line that he picks on everybody's.
That could work.
I mean, that would have been better because I told him that he had the wrong person. I'm not on Bumble. Yeah. And then he sent me a screenshot of the Bumble account.
What?
And it was all my pictures. It was my name.
No.
But I didn't set that up.
Someone's using your pics as a
catfish.
Which means you're attractive.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. What did you say?
I kind of freaked. I was like, oh my. Yeah. I was like, that's me, but it's not me. I didn't set that up.
And Derek's like, well, I already gave it all my credit card information.
Yeah.
He was actually really nice about it. He was like, I'm so sorry. You must feel so weird. I'll report it. But then he like asked if I still wanted to go out.
Oh, okay.
I mean, at that point, maybe you're a little bit more receptive to it because he's not just randomly doing it to you out of the blue.
Yeah.
Kind of disappointing that he's the only one that showed up in your DMs and
your
account was linked, but okay.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I was up for it because, I don't know, he reported the account. He was really nice about the whole mix-up. So.
And he was hot, let's be honest.
He was hot.
Yeah, we're hot enough.
Yeah.
I mean, this totally. Is more romantic than I was even leading on, I think. What did you guys do for your date?
We just met up for coffee.
No.
It was very simple. I didn't really know what to expect from him.
Okay.
Well, I guess you would have zero expectations when you weren't even looking for a date to begin with, right?
You haven't even seen his profile. Like, you don't know.
Well, but his Instagram. She would have seen his Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's all I really had to go off of.
Okay.
But he turned out to be, well, one, he was really cute. I already knew that. He was also really nice, and it was very, like, comfortable, and we were laughing a lot.
Cute.
He thought his latte art looked like a bird, and I was, and it didn't. It was just squiggles.
Okay.
I called him out on that. It was very funny. It was like cute. It was cute. Like, I think that's a nice word.
Interpretive latte.
Yeah.
Okay. He's bad at art.
How long did the date last? Because like coffee is like 25 minutes, 30 minutes.
So this was the part that I don't know. At about 20 minutes, he said, "I'm so sorry, but I actually have to get going."
Oh.
Which I guess could have been bad, but then he was like, "But I really want to see you again. Oh. So let's go out again sometime."
Oh.
So I left feeling like kind of good about it.
Oh, God, but he just said sometime. I feel like you need to say, let's go out
like I'm
Saturday
free next weekend.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I mean? Like book if you it like a doctor's appointment right when you leave.
Yeah, it's like when I run into friends that I don't really want to hang out with. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, we should totally get together sometime.
Yeah, soon-ish.
Yeah, let's do it.
And it is like a doctor's appointment because I book it to their face and then I cancel it. Yeah. But not
okay. So how long ago was that?
This was a couple weeks ago.
Oh,
oh wow.
No.
And have you heard nothing from him?
I've heard nothing from him. And it's just weird because, like, I wasn't looking for this guy.
Right.
Like, he came out of the blue.
True.
And now I find myself, like, thinking of him and wishing we could go out again. But, yeah, he's not responding.
Is he posting a bunch on Instagram, like, on his stories or anything? Like,
He's alive. I know he's alive.
Oh. Okay. Maybe he was like traveling.
We're starting with he's alive, and that's a pretty good place to start at with these second date updates. So hopefully we can go up from there.
Okay. We've started in worse places.
It's sad to say, but yes, that's true. So let's call this alive guy. And
there we go. That's a good start.
When we do your second date update next.
Second date update.
Well, it's another first for us about how people meet in the dating world.
Oh, for sure.
Because one of our listeners, Daria, got a DM recently on her Instagram from a dude who said he saw her on Bumble and thought she was cute.
Yeah,
which is a good DM to get.
Yeah.
Normally.
Except for...
one problem.
Yeah.
She's not on Bumble.
Oh.
At least not to her knowledge. Until she received a screenshot of the profile using her pics and her information.
Oh, so, man. We didn't ask. Did that profile get taken down?
Well, she told him to report the fake account.
Right. But,
but if only one report, you have to have multiple.
Well, we can follow up with that. The important thing was afterwards, he boldly asked her out to coffee anyway, and she said yes.
Yeah.
And now they're in love.
No. Aww. Now he's not calling her back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, after 20 minutes together.
We're one step away from true love.
You were putting so much pressure on this.
No, I'm not. Dating is easy, right, Daria?
Yeah.
Yes, so easy.
Yeah, totally. My question is, why, Brooke, haven't we seen any reports about people using your pictures as a fake profile on Bumble?
Weird.
What's going on with that?
You're a celebrity.
Maybe it's not fake, Jeff.
What?
I'm kidding. That's a joke.
Oh.
I just thought I'd be funny.
I know how I thought you'd react.
Spoken with a little bit too much conviction there.
I'm glad that I didn't have to do online dating because I like to win people with my personality.
Yeah, how's that going for you?
It got me married. And I'm very happy in my marriage.
The bar is low.
Oh, my God.
All right, so now I've lost track of what we're doing. Daria.
Yes, there we go.
Back to her.
We're back to you and your guy, Derek. You ready to do this? How you feeling?
I'm feeling good.
I'd feel worse after everything we just said.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm excited to hear from him.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I think it's going to turn out just fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're all over the place.
Yeah, there's... She thinks that you should feel worse about yourself, but it's going to go fine.
I just mean about her confidence in us. Okay. And helping.
Okay. I don't know. Bro, maybe just be quiet.
All right. I don't think that's a bad idea.
Dialing. Let's find out. Here we go.
Yo, what up? This is Derek.
Oh. Yo, what up, Derek?
Hey, Derek.
Hey.
I feel like we're friends already.
I know.
That was a nice
very
way
friendly.
Answer.
This...
Whoa, what is this?
This is a radio show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.
Oh, my God, wait. No way.
Oh, whoa. Yeah. Okay, radio words.
We're not allowed to say some of that stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
No,
oh,
okay.
We got a live one.
you know us?
Yeah, dude, you know what? Man, I was wondering when you guys were going to call me about something. Like, I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh.
Really, your life's such a mess. You think we would call you
waiting.
That often?
You're just sitting around waiting for a prank phone call. Yeah.
I'm going to get them one day.
I like you.
I like this a whole lot better than a lot of the calls that we do where they're like, who? Radio? What?
Yeah, so well, today's your big day. We called you.
Do you know what we're calling you about?
Man, I don't know, but you guys are freaking awesome. I mean, is this that like dating segment thing that you guys do?
Yeah.
Yeah, the dating one. Second date.
Oh, yeah, this is awesome.
Okay. This
you're
is
famous.
Awesome.
You're famous.
So you probably know who I'm calling about then.
I really can't say who you're calling about.
Oh, okay. Her name's Daria.
It was a couple weeks ago she said that you guys went out.
Daria. Man, couple weeks. Did we go like a week? Was this like a week ago? Or maybe it was a couple weeks. Ah, man, I can't remember. I really have coffee with everyone.
You have coffee with everyone?
I mean, yeah, I like to hang a lot. I'm pretty active in the dating scene. You know, I like women like me, you know.
Okay.
You got coffee dates common.
Wait, like I'm confused. Do you remember Daria or do you not remember Daria?
Yeah.
I do remember her. I do. She just didn't crack my top three. You know, I just really wasn't feeling her, man.
What do you mean?
She was close.
There are so many words.
Yeah, let's go back a little bit.
Here's the thing, man. I date a lot. So it's like all these girls are just kind of like mid to me. You know what I mean? So she's got to really just like stand out.
But the thing that we're trying to figure out about Daria is like you went through a lot of trouble to get her on a date with you, it sounded like you were...
Oh, man, dude. I guess it was a lot of trouble. I mean, I pretty much perfected it by now, so it's not really a lot of trouble.
Perfected what?
What do you mean?
Getting dates?
Here's the thing. So I came up with this, like, foolproof way to basically get girls to go out with me. It's, like, 80% effective.
Okay. 80% is not the correct math for foolproof, but okay.
Tell us about it. What do you do?
Okay, so look, I reach out to these women, you know, and I say, like, found you on Bumble, yada, 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 let's meet up. I send them a screenshot of their Bumble account that I created, bro. Like, I went on their Instagram.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm like, hey, is this you? And they always freak out.
Yeah, because someone's impersonating them online.
So here's the thing. I'm the hero. I come flying in with my little cape. You know what I mean? So I tell them, I'm like, hey, don't worry about it, baby. I'll report the site. And then when they're their most vulnerable, I ask them out, right? And they're like, oh, my God, yeah.
So wait, you trick them into dating you.
It's not a trick. It's not a trick at all. It's real, right? There's somebody created this Bumble account.
Yeah, but it's you.
It's like how Batman lets all the villains out of jail and then recaptures them.
Oh,
so that he's the hero.
Oh, okay.
And we all love Batman.
That's true. If all the villains are locked up forever, Batman goes away.
Exactly.
I love Christian Bale.
Okay, Alexis. That
it worked for Alexis. And who knows, maybe it worked for Daria, too, hearing that, because I didn't let you know this earlier. Since you listen, you probably know that she's on the other line wanting to talk to you.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I forgot that's how this works.
Still on the radio, by the way.
Daria, are you still there?
Oh, man, Daria.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hey!
That's a good sign.
Yeah. How you feeling there, Daria?
I'm not going to be here for much longer.
Why?
Yeah. Why, Jeff?
What happened?
I'm sorry. Is everyone hearing the same thing I am?
You that was superheroes, right?
No,
insane.
Yeah, Jeff was being sarcastic.
You create fake Bumble accounts of women by scraping their pictures from Instagram.
Daria, listen, baby, I gotta stand out, man. There's so many games out there people play. Don't be mad just because I have the best game out there. I got you going to date with me, right?
I mean, it's creative.
Are you 12 years old? You sound like a 12-year-old who read pickup lines on the internet. Like, are you
No, this is not a pickup line. This is advanced women gathering.
Oh, Advanced Woodland Gathering?
I took that course in college.
Are we like wood? Are we like timber in a forest?
We're not Pokemon. You don't got to catch us all.
Why not?
I got you to go on a date, right?
You're not trying to settle down with one? You want to just date every girl you can find, bro?
Yeah, why not? Dude, but, that's the whole point.
Well, I think the why not is because it ends up hurting the women's feelings, like Daria just
and
now.
It's lies.
All the girls don't take me on these radio shows and try to get a second date. It's just like, hey, if it didn't work out, it didn't work out. Move on to the next guy. You got to call me on the radio.
You're right. I'm the psycho one.
I mean, I guess the one nice thing is he didn't use you for anything.
Yeah, it's not like he took your money or you guys didn't fool around or something.
You guys are not taking his side this after you've heard everything.
No, we're not taking his side. We're just trying to lessen the blow.
I mean, he could just really love coffee. Because he just goes on coffee dates every day.
Because it's cheaper than cocktails.
Yeah. There it is.
We are not on his side in any way. It's not cool to use a fake profile to get somebody to respond.
Sorry, Derek. I love that you listen, but maybe he should also be reported to Bumble.
I mean, we'll see.
Oh, that's true.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, how are we going to find him? We don't have you girls to do all the work.
No, Brooke already has an account. She confirmed it earlier.
Thank you, Brooke.
That was a weird joke.
We're going to say it's real, and you're going to be the hero for the day. Congratulations, Brooke.
We'll see you on Bumble, Brooke.
Thank you, Brooke.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Bean Dad, The Dress, 30 to 50 Feral Hogs. If you knew what any of those were, you spend too much time online. And hey, I do too. 16th Minute of Fame is a new weekly podcast hosted by me, Jamie Loftus. And every week, we take a closer look at an internet character of the day. Who are they? What made them so notorious? How did the internet or the algorithm choose them? And what does a person do when they're suddenly confronted with more attention than the human psyche can handle? Listen to 16th Minute of Fame on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.